I do want to talk to you about faith. It's not the first time it's been administered, and it won't be the last. I'm just giving you a heads up on that. Because it started a long time ago about our faith. One thing that always amazed me is the Word of God here says that God give each man the same measure of faith. So I was thinking, well, Dennis, how come your faith is different than someone else's faith when God give me the same measure of faith to all men? He's not a liar. It's got to be something that I've missed out on or I'm not catching hold of. But I want to tell you, I'm not a misser outer. I'm getting hold of that measure of faith. And I would like to say this. I believe the same measure of faith that God's given is His Word. I submit to you that God's faith is in His Word. The same measure has been given to each and every one of us in His Word. When His Word says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, you can't have faith in God without having His Word. The more faith that you have in the Word, the more God kind of faith you have. Do you believe that? You know, God's faith in His Word is eternal. It's not temporal, because everything He said goes to eternity. Have you ever thought about our faith and how our faith changed our destination in eternity? Ephesians, the second chapter, said, by grace you've been saved through faith. It is a gift of God. So God says that if you confess in His Word, He says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and say, Romans, the 10th chapter, 9 and 10. Is that correct? Did He pull back from it? Does it not change our destination? See, eternity is for everyone. Where are you going to spend your vacation at? You know, we went over to Missouri and figured we would be back quicker than what we was, but here we are. It took a period of time to change things. And the Word says, through the renewing of the mind, will your faith grow. If you renew it in the Word. So I've made a point, and I do it regularly, and I'm not condemning anybody if they're not, but I read the Bible a lot because there's a lot of things in there that I don't understand, but the Holy Spirit has given me wisdom and understanding. And so when you come to Romans, the 12th chapter, the third verse, he's saying this, for I say to you, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but, what do they say about the but? It always talks about something that's been before, right? All right? But, to think soberly according to God's, what God hath dealt to every man the same measure of faith. So that was a scripture that always kind of, how come my faith is different than someone else's? Is it because I haven't been able to get into the Word? If I haven't worked the Word, am I going to get into works and say that because I don't have a high education of the Word, that God hasn't given me the measure of faith? It says He has. Did the 12 disciples have any education other than what they was doing? The tax collectors, the fishermen, and things. And yet Jesus told him, He said, all authority. Now you guys go, and you're going to be able to heal the sick. He gave them all these things that they could do. And what did they do? They went out and done it. They didn't say, now, Lord, I've got to wait for 3 years. I've got to get better knowledge on what the Word says. Have you ever talked to someone that has never been saved before, never made Jesus Lord of their life? Have you ever heard, well, I've done so much, I don't know if God will forgive me for it. It's not that point. He's already forgive you for it. He's already give you all wisdom and understanding. And he's give you the same measure of faith that his word has. And when I've seen that, it's the measure of God's word's faith in God's word is always 100%. Just like God's love, as many times as I go back to it, there's always 100% there for me. Frank ain't going to get more of it than me. But if he goes to him and he accepts it, and he sees it, and he takes hold of it, he might have more than I do because I haven't done that. But God give us the same amount of love when he sent Jesus. I think that's what fired my sister up so much. When I told her, it ain't my fault God loves me more than you. She said, no, he doesn't. I said, well, evidently he does because I see it and you don't. You know, you got to take hold of what God has given us. The Word of God is powerful, and it is the one that is the seed to be sown. Amen? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We find that in where? Hebrews 11th chapter, don't we? Through faith, we understand that the worlds were formed. Hebrews 11th chapter. Go to Hebrews 11th chapter. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Okay, it was the elders that got the good report. I don't know as I can get a good report. I'm not an elder. He's got to have give the elders more than me, right? Well, it says it's the elders, for by it the elders obtained a good report. How did the elders obtain a good report? Through the word. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were foreordained, boy, that was close, by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do not appear. Okay? So verse 6, but without faith is it impossible to please God. It says him in the King James Version. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if I diligently seek him, am I going to get a reward? It says, well, I am. What reward am I going to get? Faith. The kind of faith that saves by grace, through faith, I've been saved. But that ain't all of it. If we can believe that God formed the earth, even if we can't, if we have faith in him, our believing will change. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? So our faith is going to change. Even though God has given us the same measure of faith, how do we take hold of it? By hearing the word, staying in the word, and faith. The more that we realize that God created, stated, it is a fact, so be it, let's get it on. It's going to happen for us. You know, when we was going through this situation, we've been to several meetings and everything like that. And sometimes when you're going through things, you wonder, what happened? What did I do? What was it that happened? And, of course, the devil will help you out. I thought you had faith. I thought you believed in the 91st Psalm. See, he knows the 91st Psalm, but he just distorts it a little bit. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You know, we was talking to some people the other day, and I made a statement, and she said, well, I haven't had God say anything to me. I said, really? God talks to me all the time. Now, I'm not boasting about that, but if I want God to say something to me, I get in the Word. What she said to me is, I don't read the Word, and I know that ain't true, but that's literally what she was saying. God ain't said nothing to me. He doesn't say something to me. You know, one morning I was waking up, and I called Pastor Earl about this, and talked with him about it. I was waking up, and you know, when you lay your head down on a pillow, things seem to intensify. Things like you don't even remember happened that day. Things that someone had said or you thought said. And it just gets real big. And so it's almost like having two conversations. Now, a guy that has never drove trucks sometimes don't realize this, but you can go down the road, fight a fight in a truck, and it might be just in the truck driver's seat that this happens, but you can fight a fight and win going down the road, and ain't nobody hear you say nothing. Well, he says this, I'm going to say that. He does this, I'm going to do this. And before you know it, you've won the fight. And everything's cool, and you go on down the road until somebody else pulls in front of you. And then it brings up something, you know. So, see, the devil will throw a lot of things at a person, even though that they've had the Word of God and built their life and enjoyed the Word of God, enjoyed messages, and you've heard things, like I talked about this morning, about things that we set down, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree. Why did he give it to Miss Jennifer? Was that just for her? Nope, because I heard them words. That was for Dennis. I don't know whether she put that in there for you guys or not, but it was for me. Those things that says, as I tithe and give offering, I'm believing the Lord for. Souls, jobs, better jobs, raises and bonuses. That was things that God said to pastors. I shouldn't be so easy to set it down because that was for me. I wouldn't have wrote it down if it wasn't. See, it's important that you take the faith and build on it because God's really waiting on us. He's already supplied all our needs according to his riches. But do we really see those riches? We call them something else. See, God's a good God. Sometimes people get frustrated and mad at you when you say, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored, I'm abundantly supplied for. I heard a person tell me, that used to make me mad when you'd say that. I said, I can't help that I'm blessed and highly favored. When are you going to take hold of it? Because those words was written for all of us. See, when God wrote this, I believe that he knew that I was going to be standing here this morning talking to you about this fact. He knew that I would have the opportunity. Whether I would or not is another thing. Because he still gave me a choice to listen to him, to speak out what he's been saying to me. You know, this message is just as much to me as it is to you. I told Deb I was writing things down and I heard this. And I didn't forget where I was going. It was just, I just set it down a little bit. But I talked to Pastor Earl. Do you remember me saying that? I did talk to Pastor Earl about this. And I'm telling you again that I did. But I was laying in the morning. Don't know whether I was asleep, dreaming, or what. But I heard this just as clear as a bell. My word is medicine. I sent my word and healed you. Now, I didn't know where that was at in the Bible. But he showed me. But he didn't stop there. He said, stop calling prescriptions medicine. My word is eternal. Prescriptions are temporal. So that wasn't for you guys so much as it was for me. Because I was calling everything medicine. But there is a medicine that's eternal, not temporal. And that's God's word. Another thing he said, you will live and not die. January the 10th of this year. You will live and not die, and declare the works of God. I've got it written down in my Bible. Times I didn't know, because sometimes the devil pursues an avenue, and you think, maybe I'm weak in this. No, you're not. You are strong in the Word. You're strong in the work of God. God has a blessing for each and every one of us. How much faith are you going to have to take hold of that blessing? See, Deb and I got a real good report this last week. We went to the doctors and they said, now some people say that it's not a good report, but I think it was when they called me normal. I said, what do you mean you're normal? I said, well, I didn't really think I was, but this is a good case. I'm normal. Everything's good. See you next year. I'm normal. I got to ring the bell. But you got this. See, he's always got that but, you know. And I really didn't know what this but was about until I went through it. And it ain't a very good but. I'm glad, I'll be glad when I'm done with it. But God's faith is the same measure to all men. How much of God's faith are you going to take hold of? How much of God's love are you going to take hold of? And can I be so bold? How much of God's healing am I going to take hold of? See, God's healed me is God's medicine. See, my immune system, and this is in the scripture, my immune system will function as God has created it to function. That's a scripture. Did you know it was in there? I didn't. But there's a lot of things in the Bible that I don't know. But people have been blessed by God in putting out books, showing scriptures, and if you'll just study a little bit about it, you can go to the Word, the scriptures that they give you, and make for sure they ain't cherry picking. Because that's another thing people will say. Oh, you're just cherry picking the scripture. I don't like that term. I hate it. When they say that, in my opinion, they're saying me, I'm cherry picking. You know, not necessarily me, but they're telling me, you know, that you got to take. Well, everybody knows that Romans 10, 9 and 10 is in that chapter. Because man made Romans 10 and numbered the verses, and it come down to 9 and 10 that says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. But that was a letter. It's easy to find. It's easy to find that God loves us. But we've got to confess it. And I know that each and every one of us has confessed it. We know Jesus is Lord of our life, but only you know it. And Frank's heard me say this more than once when we was ministering at the jail. You know, because of what I did, maybe not everybody did this, but I was a preacher's kid. So a lot of times at the end of the service, the preacher would have someone come forward and they would sing a song. And then they would sing a song, and they'd sing a song until somebody went up there, you know. So I went up there several times. And I'm not discrediting anyone or anything like that. But see, I didn't make a commitment to God on those times. I realized that. It wasn't until I was in the 90s that I went to the altar and made Jesus Lord of my life. Because I didn't go up there because a friend was going. I didn't cry because someone else was crying. I didn't hang on because they said, hold on. Didn't turn loose because someone told me to turn loose. I did it because it was in my heart. The music, the spiritual wisdom of the music that night ministered so much volume to me that God loved me, that he didn't hate me. Where I got that, I don't know. Because I know my dad didn't minister that God hated me. But my faith started growing because I got into God's Word. But I first had to have faith that God was and did. See, my world that day was formed. My destination of eternity changed that day. And I, like I said, Frank's heard me say this to the guys there at the jail. Only you know if you really are making Jesus Lord of your life. Because if you're doing it because we're asking you to, it's not good. You got to know, without a shadow of a doubt, that Jesus is Lord. And I would like to say everything's going to be parties and fun. And nobody's ever going to say nothing bad against you, or you're not wanting to hit somebody, or you're not wanting to say something stupid. You know, there's a lot of things that you go through life and do, and you think, why did I do that? I seen this, and I don't remember where I seen it, but I saw it. Which one am I supposed to say, Deb? Seen or saw? Saw, okay. There's six eyes of faith. I believe, I will, I take it, I have it, I thank you for it, and I forgive. Again, I'll say it again. I believe, I will, I take it, I have it, I thank you for it, and I forgive. See, faith will not function in unforgiveness. Now, where did you get that at, Dennis? Well, Dad Hagen, when he wrote Mark 11, said, have faith in God. But he said, when you read that, it says, when you stand and pray, forgive. So if any other scripture that you want to use to forgive, I forgive, because if I want my prayers answered, I better forgive. Even though I know I'm right, I forgive. So, you know, God is good, and even though I do stupid things, He's already forgiven me for it. Hebrews the 12th chapter says this in 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the Father, or the throne of God. See, it's Jesus looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. It says our faith. What does it mean that He's an author and finisher? Well, I'm glad you asked. Everything we do has to be by faith. That faith has to be by the Word of God, rooted in the Word. And if we root ourselves in Jesus, what does it say Jesus is? He is the Word, isn't He? So we're rooted in His Word, in the Word. Have faith in God. Jesus started it. He showed us how to do it. When He said this, He said, I don't do nothing. That means anything. But what I see the Father do, I don't say anything, but what I hear the Father say. So if we root ourselves in what Jesus did, we will do those Jesus things. That's what God said we'll do. Besides that, the Word says that I'm adopted, and I get all that adoption gives me and more. Ephesians, the first chapter, says that God has blessed us. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us. Did He choose you? Is every one of us chosen? But do we take hold of it? Do we even see it? Some people argue about that, even though it's written down. Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us unto adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasures of His will, to the praise and glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood and forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace. Again, Ephesians, the second chapter, says that He has quickened us together with Christ. The fifth verse, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. What does it mean when He said it made us and made us sit together? Doesn't that mean something to you? Doesn't that establish you somewheres? It does me, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, I got a better job than you have. He's done a better job on me. Ain't going to work. For we are his workmanship, and he's still working on me. There's a song, he's working on me. You remember a song like that? He's working on me? That was written for me. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. See, God is a good God. He has abundantly supplied for us. He has made us more than conquerors. He favors us. His mercy endures forever. Even though the devil says we're not worth it, God says we are. And what's awesome about it is he'll put someone across your path and they don't even know that you're going through something, and they'll say something. God loves you. Or they'll say, you know, God's a good God. And when you hear God's a good God, what does it do to you? Yes, he is. That's what happens to me. And when someone says that God's give a sickness to somebody, another scripture pops up. That Holy Ghost is good. No, I've come to give you life and give it to it abundance. God is good, isn't he? God is good. I am blessed and highly favored. I am abundantly supplied for. God's healing power is working in me and has worked in me to the fact that I'm normal. It's good to hear. Because even though you think you're totally dependent on him, I got to wait for what the doctor says. And then you beat yourself up. Well, I thought you was going to believe what God said. Well, yeah, I should. All wisdom and understanding comes from God. Do you believe that? Doctors have wisdom and understanding. I would say beware of one that says, I did this. But when they say, I'll pray with you, and may God give you wisdom and understanding on what you need to do. They understand who God is, I believe. When you talk to people and they say, well, who was your doctor doing this? And you tell them, they said, well, he's the best. Who'd you have doing this? Well, he's the best. Well, I tried to get into him. I couldn't get into him. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. So I'm here to tell you God is good.